One of our favorite bands and love songs. Definitely, definitely favorite. Bonfire Buffalo. They've been away for 3 years. We're going to find out what they were doing, why they abandoned us. And we're going to talk about their brand new single. So on a Zoom, I've got Carl and Ivy. Hi, guys.
Hello. Hi, Danny. How are you?
Good, and you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good, good.
Okay, so first things first, why did you abandon us? Where did you go?
We went underground for a bit. We've been working on a new album, so which we're very excited about. So yeah, we went a bit underground, and then obviously COVID brought things to a bit of a grinding halt in terms of live performance and that. So yeah.
So I wanted to talk into that a little bit. Obviously, the music industry was shut completely down and hasn't yet come back fully, unless you're willing to play for five people. How has it affected you guys from both Bonfire Buffalo, but then Carl and Ivy singularly? How has it affected you mentally, and how are you guys doing?
Danny, the thing is, you have to completely change your mindset, because it's just like, okay, live performance is out of the question. So now everything is online and you need to have your online presence perfect. And it's just, yeah. So it was a huge mind switch for us. But also in a way, a good thing, because, you know, you get complacent.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with the COVID and everything that happened, it kind of just, it makes you have to go out there and sell yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And think out of the box and think laterally now. Like the hustle is different. It's got to change.
Exactly. Absolutely. Right. Yeah, no, spot on. But look, we also have to say we do miss live performance. No,
yeah, definitely. Oh.
I can imagine, like, live performances, what feeds creatives, right? Especially like yourselves. Like, that's where you get to connect with the people that are consuming your art. And I think without it, like, how, like, obviously, I mean, you're getting feedback on social media, Facebook and stuff, but that's so unpersonal. How are you dealing with that?
Yeah, with great difficulty, to be honest. As I say, you got it spot on. Live performance is still, for us, the best way to connect. Social media is one aspect of it, which is, to be honest, not our particular favorite way. We like being out there. We like performing and engaging. So hopefully we're holding thumbs that things will return to normal sooner rather than later.
Yeah.
I have a good feeling, but I'm also cautiously optimistic because we don't know how to behave in Easter weekends on the way. So I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't use we loosely. I'm definitely one of the we.
We're with you.
As soon as we have a little bit of freedom, my mother always says, yeah, next of what, eh? You are like living your best life like COVID's not yet. And I'm like, I am young. Yeah. It's stupid. Let me live. Okay, so the new single, new album, is it the same Bonfire Buffalo that we've come to know and love? Are you speaking more into what's happening around COVID and the world? Like, what is this album about?
Yeah, the album's still very much Bonfire Buffalo. And look, a lot of it we, in fact, started working on before COVID. So
okay.
Look, but I guess maybe the last couple of songs inadvertently there might have been it's predominantly it's Bonfire Buffalo that you know.
Okay, so tell me about the single Remember Me. We are already playing it. It is definitely getting some love. What is the song about?
Okay, so I'm not really a writer like, say, Taylor Swift that likes to write about personal relationships and stuff like that. But I think specifically this song, there is definitely a personal connection for me because it's about, in the end, it's about friendship, love and friendship. And having people that, you know, you can count on, people that you can remember, that you know that are there for you. Mm-hmm. So in the end, to me, it's a friendship song. But everybody who listens to this song gets something else out of it. And, you know, some people think it's a love song. So yeah, it's all love pretty much.
I'm here for a good love song. I feel like, and like no disrespect to anyone, I think that all of the narrative and the lyrics written around this pandemic and mental health is beautiful and very, very necessary. But I also think that there are still people who need a good love song, who need a good like love jam. And I'm here for a love song. Guys, I am here for a love song. My whole show is about love songs. So this makes me so happy.
No, well, it's certainly got that element, no doubt. And so, and we always, as Ivy rightly says, we're always reluctant to say, oh, no, it means this particular thing or that, because, yeah, each listener takes, to them, can mean something a bit different to what we ourselves think. So we leave it up to the listener and let them take from it what they want. But there's definitely some love there.
Okay, so you guys are going to give us a little taster of what we can expect at your next acoustic show one day when we're allowed out again. I'm really, really excited.
Cool. Yeah, no, we'll do so. Here we go.
Too loud and nobody knows who you are. I've been waiting for a long, long time. You'll be there with me. It's funny how your worst mistakes can be the best choice that you'll ever make. Oh, it's too late. I'll be by your side, so you see there's nowhere to hide.
And I've only said this to one other band that's done this on a Zoom. You guys sound amazing even on Zoom. Like, I cannot wait to see you live. I can't believe I've never seen you guys live.
Well, we're going to have to remedy that. And definitely as soon as we're playing something live, you will be the first person we
absolutely.
Thanks, guys. Don't you want to just call the prez and just like ask him quickly if we can do something soon?
Yeah, exactly. Just give us a day. That's all we ask.
Just like send an email now. Hi, how are you? No, but definitely I'm, you know what, I'm itching to get back out and have a beer with people and watch some really good live music. And I feel like your shows are going to be amazing when you come back because you have so much pent up energy. I'm here for it.
Thanks so much,
Jenny.
Okay, cool. So let us know what you think of Remember Me. You know the deal by now. Website, jackarandofm.com. Click the hearts if you dig it, or the broken heart if you don't, because it's music that you love, right? It's got to be music that you love. Bonfire Buffalo, Carl, Ivy, you guys, love you. Thank you. Have a beautiful rest of 2021 if I don't see you. And if I do, beer's on me.
Thanks so much. And yeah, thanks. You've always got something nice to say about us and always good words. And so, yeah, much love. We appreciate it.